Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's a very bad day for some people, and I'm upset too for them. The first of those people is Josie off of Big Brother. This is not a spoiler because it's out there. It's all over the internet, all over Twitter. So don't say I'm ruining the show because I'm not. But Josie has walked out of Big Brother.
Oh.
She can't hack the ultimate. She's worried about what they're all saying about John James. Because Nadia, Nads, has been going on about, like, oh, he's got the magazine deal. And she's worried that he's changing on the outside world. So she's gone to rescue him.
Oh, bless her.
So she's off.
I couldn't sleep last night. You know when you're younger and you think it's Christmas? So it was a bit like that.
She could have nailed that whole series. She would have won again, I'm telling you.
Josie, how would you describe your perfect day?
Well, probably get up in the morning, go and have a shower, go to the hairdressers, get my hair done. Because I've never actually been to hairdressers. My mate always comes around and does it.
Oh, bye, Jose. Oh, it's not going to be as good.
No.
I loved her seeing interact with all the famouses because she was properly starstruck.
Controversially, I might not watch it anymore.
Really?
Yeah. She was my favourite.
I know.
But who is going to be in there now? I'm not going to watch it for John McQuirk.
Oh, I might still.
Are you?
Did you hear what she said about Coolio last night?
No.
I can't say it on air.
Oh, right.
She's got the measure of him.
I'm pleased you've got that filter on.
It's also a bad day for the poor, poor people who are at the Reading Festival at the moment.
Yes.
I know they're seeing some amazing bands, or they will be over the weekend, but there is mud everywhere. This is a bad situation. They're in a world of mud. It's even up their nose. That's how much mud there is.
It's so wet there. Even in the normal town centre, it's really, really wet.
And you've done an idiotic thing by opening up your shower to the whole of the Reading Festival.
Well, no, I didn't say to everybody. I just said on Twitter to a guy who works here, which I realised afterwards might have sounded a bit weird, but I tweeted him. He said he was at Reading and getting really wet and it was horrible. And I said, oh, don't worry, I'm only 5 minutes away. Just jump in a taxi and come round for a shower. And I realised afterwards that might have sounded a bit wrong.
Really,
I don't
weird.
Really know him that well. We don't really see each other out of work. But
fair play to you for helping out some festival goers, though, because you live in Reading, don't you?
Yes, and I got on the train this morning and there were two guys and they were really struggling to get their bags off. And I got on the train by mistake before they got off. And I was like, can you stop getting on the train, these guys need to get off. And this one was like, well, they've blown the whistle. I was like, no.
And then you turned into the festival goer's mum.
I know, I was like, come on now, come on. And I told the whistle woman just where to go.
Told the whistle woman to whistle for it.
I did. So if they were like really young, and then I realised that I might have seen like their mum going, come on, hurry
come
up,
on,
get
come
off
on,
the train.
But the whistle's blown.
But I didn't want them to have to pay come the on. Extra money because they'd have ended up going to Birmingham or somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway, have an amazing time at Reading. But it is a world of mud.
Greg's there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. No picnic for us with our fold-up bikes. We'll do it next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do Dear Scott. This is the stuff that you've been saying to us this week on email, read out by the Posh Radio 4 lady.
Dear Scott, TOTDS, Posh and Becky.
Hiya.
I went to a supermarket today and found a lady or man's shopping list and have been trying to work out what sort of person he or she is and how old he or she is. I thought that you lot might have an idea. Or is it just sad? Anyway, I have written below what they put on the list. From Tom, off of Salisbury. High five.
Tom, I think it's a little bit sad that you are picking up other people's shopping lists and trying to work out how old they are, but I'll give you a... anyway. Okay, go for the list.
Cat food.
Could be any age.
Sugar. Yeah. Cereal. Milk.
Standard.
Yogurts. Butter. Cream, real butter,
oh, yeah.
Herbs, pears, apples, veg stock, washing liquid / clothes sponges, puree, washing gel, chips, crisps, fish, brackets frozen, pepperoni, tagliatelle, ham.
I'm going for someone a bit younger.
Do you think?
Frozen fish.
No, but I think frozen fish is like a bit older.
Tom's.
Chopped Toms.
What was that?
Chopped Toms. That's the sort of thing my mum writes, so it must be middle-aged.
Puree, washing gel, chips, crisps, fish, brackets frozen, pepperoni, tagliatelle, ham, chopped Tom.
Yeah, there it is, chopped Toms. My mum puts that.
Pasta, beans, tortillas, cheese, flour, potatoes, yeast, peppers, cheap chocolate, chilli, mushy peas, tinned mush, bin bag, chicken, bog roll, mince, jam / marmalade / marmite.
I'm confused because they've put bog roll, like I would, but then they've also put chopped toms off of mums.
Then
what's tinned mush?
I don't know, but I wouldn't want to eat it. It must be tinned mushrooms, must it? Maybe they're making their own pizza base and then making pizza on.
It's confusing because I said young, but then the chopped toms confuse me.
Do you know what? I think there's probably more important things to worry about in life than.
Yeah, Tom, get a life.
No, it wasn't going to be that harsh, but.
Next!
She's not got gas, she's up the actual duffer. Said in Bristol accent, like Josie off BB. Love, Jeff, in Perth. With apologies to everyone in Bristol.
Oh, he's talking about the lady off the telephone advert. You know, my friend Chris is obsessed with the soap opera of this. Jane is up the actual duffer.
Oh.
It wasn't
I
wind.
I just voted for wind.
So did I.
I thought that would have been such a good ending.
It would have been brilliant. Like, just... She just has a big stretch out. And then,
like
that's
the
end
King
of the
Scotland.
Story. Yeah. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, TOTDS and the PR4L. A while back, you were talking about how people driving certain cars were always fit. Firstly, my mum drives that type of car, not cool, Scott.
Minis.
Secondly, I have noticed a group that are always really fit. Lifeguards. It doesn't matter if they're on the beach or at the pool, they're always really fit. Everywhere I've gone, this is true. Surely you agree with me. High five, Sam, off of Aberdeenshire.
Sam, I totally agree with you. I have to admit, since I did my theory about everyone who drives minis being fit, I have seen a few monsters in minis.
You can't say that. When we were in Edinburgh, if we saw one, I'd go, look, look.
Mini.
And then he was like, oh!
So my theory is wrong. However, all lifeguards... And this goes without question, all of them are officially... Good morning!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, we spoke to Jedward earlier, didn't we, Becky?
Yes, it was an experience.
Now, they've got this show on, which we talked about earlier in the week. It's on ITV2 at 9 o'clock on Tuesdays, and it's just a camera that follows them around all the time.
And... that followed them when they're doing stuff like not realising that their fridge is switched off. And...
Yeah. Thing is, when you do an interview with Jedward, they talk, as you may have noticed, at a million miles an hour.
I feel like I'm like totally like, I don't know, whatever I want to say. What are you saying, Edder?
I don't know.
Edder, what are you drawing on?
I'm drawing Love Heart.
Wait. Okay. Scott.
Hello. I'm still here.
Are we still there?
I'm still here.
You're still chilling?
I'm still chilling. And then they go even faster. You all right?
Yeah, we're good, Scott, okay? It's cool, because like, remember the last time we were on your show and we were like the whole egg thing, we're like crashing eggs in each other's faces. But I'm saying, okay, it's really, really cool that we have like a TV program. It's so weird because like now me and John...
It goes on and on and on. So we thought...
I like the one of the first clip where they were completely just like... He didn't even realise what he wanted to say and you obviously got the mic down and just killing yourself laughing. He's just like...
Yeah. They don't listen, so we thought, well, we could ask them anything and they probably wouldn't notice. So we decided today to do an interview as if they were, both of them, Justin Bieber. So I just asked loads of questions meant for Justin Bieber to see if they would notice or not. So have a little guessing game to yourself. How long do you reckon it would take... for Jedward to realise that the questions I was asking were meant for Justin Bieber and not them. Have a little guess. How long do you think? Let's find out. Now, you're obviously a phenomenon worldwide now. How does that feel?
It's kind of crazy that people know us in other countries and like we never actually launched as countries. Like our fans go on holidays and they say, oh my God, I heard you guys on the radio, and they bring back newspaper clippings and stuff like us in different newspapers. And then we'd go on to Google and translate them and see what they say.
A lot of people talk about your hair. That's the main thing that people talk about, is it?
Yeah.
How do you get to see out of your hair? Because it's like all over your eye and...
Me and John, okay, John recorded a video with our bird the other day called Joey, and the bird full on starts sitting in John's hair. It's like, it's not a bird. My hair is like a bird's nest. Yeah. But when it gets in your eyes, I'm kind of thinking, like, how do girls have such long hair? Like, it's crazy. It goes in your eyes and it's everywhere. But I feel like when it goes in our... We're okay, we're hair flat because you can flick it from side to side.
Now, your manager is obviously one of the most successful people in music. Does he ever break into song and sing for you?
But I'm like, okay, it's really cool having Lou as our manager because he's like our mentor. Like, yeah, he does. He like sings songs to us, and we're like, you do not have the X.
Louis, stop singing Britney Spears.
And did he not buy you a car?
But me and John, really? Did we buy his car? Louis bought his car. What if it's like a surprise and we're not meant to know about it? Lou does loads of things, okay? It's like, it's always like a surprise. Like, guys, you're doing this today. Guys, you're doing this tomorrow.
And like, we don't usually know what we're doing. And then Louis just calls up last minute. It's like, guys, okay, you're going to be doing this. And we're like, okay, we'll do it.
Now, we've heard that you have a big crush on Cheryl Cole. And also, we're hearing Emma Watson.
Ooh, Emma Watson. I'm actually just, guys, okay, it's Emma Watson out of Harry Potter. I know.
I'm actually just, okay, I think she's really, really cool, okay? And if she's listening to this, okay, call me.
Emma Watson, you might have set a spell on us, okay? And it might be working.
Another question. We've heard that your voice is now broken, so it won't be as high when you perform as it was on the original tracks. Is that true?
Our voice. No, it hasn't broken. It's because the thing about
basically, it, I'm still, my voice is still angelic.
No, because we're on stage. We're on tour, like, all, like, we've done two solo tours in Ireland, okay, going crazy. I'll come to the UK in November, but, like, our voice, because they get real kind of hoarse a bit, so, like, our voice is kind of hoarse, but we're fine, okay, we're going to be cool, and our voice hasn't broken yet. It's still so high, like Justin Bieber's.
Now, you've been hanging out with Kim Kardashian quite a lot lately. What's that been like?
I don't know. You know, Kim, I saw a picture in the newspaper the other day. I think it was Jennifer Lopez, and she was looking into her, and her bum was like really, really big. I think they edited it like that or something. Yeah. I don't know, okay. No comment, okay. No big deal.
She says she'd date you, but you're too young.
Oh, God, she wants to date us.
Really?
She wants to go out with us.
No, Kesha said she wants to, like, date us or something.
And Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God. Kim Kardashian. I never knew that. That's, like, a first we've heard.
I'm actually just, guys, okay, we need to make this happen.
Yeah, imagine we start dating Kim Kardashian.
And how did it feel when you nearly got sent to North Korea to do a gig because people voted online for you to play there?
It's so weird because there's loads of fans out there that know us in the Philippines too, and they're like, always wanted to go.
And they sent us fans. They sent us, like, loads of Chinese, like, Japanese, like, Korean stuff the whole time in the post. And we always, and they sent us, like, Korean candy and everything. It's really cool. Oh, my God, we should go there. Can we go?
We should go there. And we should, Scott, get those, you, no, you, I want to get one of those cool dress, like, outfits, and you have, like, the chopsticks.
And the answer is 3 minutes. 3 minutes and 4 seconds of Justin Bieber questions to Jedward. Not once did they guess that I was asking questions about Justin Bieber. In fact, they even mentioned Justin Bieber
at
one point.
And we ran out of questions.
Yeah.
That was it.
That
ran out.
That was the end of the interview.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people are loving the fact that we asked Jedward questions about Justin Bieber and they didn't even notice. The other thing we did notice, you know, they talk really fast, like we said. We've got that drunk setting that we've got. We put Chappers through it before and various other people, Alan Carr, where we slow people down so it makes it sound like they've had a couple of drinks. Right, well, they talk so fast that on our drunk setting that we've put them through, they sound really normal. Right, listen to this. Here's them, slow.
John's legs have never, ever been seen because this summer we never got to wear shorts. Like, the base is, like, really, really white right now. But, like, in the show, like, you see John going to bed. He has, like, these really, really short shorts on.
It actually doesn't sound that fast.
No.
Our show, like, Jared Let Loose, we're really fun because there's cameras following us everywhere.
Oh,
like,
now I can understand what you're saying.
Like, everywhere. Like, even before we got to, I wanted to go to the toilet and somebody wanted to follow me going to the toilet. I was like, hello, I'm trying to go to the toilet here.
Like, before we put it through that setting, I didn't understand any of that, and now I do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I had a surprise in the supermarket last night. There I was, buying my blueberries.
Supermarket, like, surprise.
I'm like, who is that? I'm like, I recognise her. It's the lady that spends all her time with Robbie Williams, like his personal PA, who I've met loads of times over the years because she's always with him, like 100% always with him. Was with him this morning. I know he did a little web chat afterwards. She was there as well. She's always with him. So I saw her last night. I was like, hello, who are you?
And oh, was yeah. He there as well?
No, he wasn't, no.
Oh, right.
But it was that awkward thing when you're a supermarket, you're like, anyway, so hovering next to, like, what was the blueberries in the yoghurt section. How's Robbie then? Yeah, he's fine, thanks. Yeah, we're going into the Christmas tomorrow. Yeah, really good. And all right then, well, best of luck then, with tomorrow then. All right then, bye. Weird. But she's lovely. But it's just a bit odd in a supermarket, you know?
Did you go, what I always do, if you bump into someone, oh, got your blueberries?
Yeah, that.
You always have to make reference to the
made reference to her petit flou that were in the in the basket.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, now, Becky is wanting me to smell the new album by Katy Perry. What's this about?
You might think it's weird, right? And I don't normally smell CDs. I don't even know why I smelled it. I just opened it. It's out on Monday, but it smells of strawberries, I think. Is it scratch and sniff is basically what I want to know.
Oh,
it does,
lush.
Doesn't it?
It smells... not real strawberries, but... Yeah, that strawberry you
it's
kind
like
of...
It's like candy floss.
Yeah, candy strawberry. Oh, it is scratch and sniff.
It's just a scratch and sniff CD. That's amazing.
Do you think everyone's copy, if they get the CD, will smell of strawberry? This is amazing.
So. Do you think scratch and sniff's coming back?
Is it off the 80s?
Yeah. But do you remember, like, when you were really, really young, you used to go to the supermarket and get, like, a sheet for a TV show, and then the TV show would have, like, a little picture in the bottom right, and then you used to scratch when the symbol came up?
That must have passed me by.
Like, scratch and sniff, like Smell-O-Vision.
Oh.
I think scratch and sniff might be making a comeback, and then Katy Perry's leading it.
We should start doing scratch and sniff stuff.
Right. Well, this is what Scott smells of. This is... Oh, we should do scratch and sniff when we're on breakfast, when we cover the breakfast show, because all it smells of is eggs.
I'm thinking of a more pleasant smell than that, maybe, but that smells really good. But it just looks a bit weird that you're sniffing a CD.
Well, I don't think you should be encouraged to scratch CDs, because then don't they skip?
Yeah,
don't scratch it on the silver side.
You don't need to scratch it. You just sniff it so that the scent is already there. Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, really good. Well done for spotting that. Why did you sniff the CD in the first place? Just because you...
I'm not entirely sure.
Right, okay.
I don't know.
Just thought I'd ask.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for the best of Oh What's Occurring. And two old friends return.
The best
Oh, what's occurring?
Sally May's on first, who's been winning all week on Champion of Champions. Hiya.
Bonjour.
What's been going on?
Not too much. I've just been sitting, having some nibbles. I got my finger stuck inside the balloon and didn't think I could put the phone up.
Why is there a balloon? Why a balloon there?
It's just it was just one that had not been blown up on the floor. And I thought, I want to touch the inside of it. And then I got my finger stuck in it.
Are you at a party?
I was going to say, you've got nibbles and a balloon. I'm not a detective, but I'd say you were at a party.
It's a party car.
You've got nibbles and balloons in your car?
Yeah.
Why are there balloons in your car?
Fundo as well. It was from a friend's surprise thing that I did with another friend. I just found it on the floor.
And you, being you, thought, I want to touch the inside of this balloon.
Really? Yeah, I thought if you can get your finger all the way to the end, it'd be... You'd touch the inside.
But no?
No, it's like horribly stuck. And I thought, oh, no, I can't press any buttons now.
Rubbish. So did you nearly not appear on today's Oh What's Occurring because of the balloon incident?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, wait there. And now it's Patrick!
Hi, Scott, you all right?
I'm all right. Are you in the pub?
No, I'm actually... Well, I'll give you a few clues to where I am.
Yeah.
I'm in a field in the north of England. In Leeds.
Yes.
With 8,000 man. I'm at Leeds Festival. Make some noise. Yeah.
All right. That'd be you at Leeds then.
Yeah. So it seems, yeah.
Is it raining like in Reading?
No, it's actually all right at the moment. It's a bit grey, but it's holding out all right, yeah.
Oh, amazing. So are you there for the duration, the whole weekend?
Whole weekend, yeah. Well, I've taken it sort of upon myself to be the kind of official BBC correspondent for Leeds Festival, you know what I mean? I mean, you lot seem to spend most of your time down in Reading, so I'm kind of doing the unofficial job up here, you know what I mean?
Fair play.
Yeah.
Oh,
just give me a bell any time in the weekend, I'll tell you things up, so you know.
All right, I doubt some times are probably better than others, I reckon.
Yeah, probably not either. Late at night, early morning, mid-afternoon's bad for me as well.
Alright, so if we...
evening's not that great, you know.
Alright, so if it was a 7 a.m. job, if like Edith called you or something on Sunday, that's probably not going to happen, no?
Well, for Edith maybe, but probably not.
How have you been since we last spoke? It's good to catch up with you.
Well, yeah, sorry about the other day. I was just playing hard to get, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, we couldn't get hold of you at all.
It worked really well because we just wanted you even more.
Oh, that's it. It's reverse psychology, isn't it?
Yeah, like, well, you wouldn't...
I've been all right. The reason you couldn't get hold of me is I've had to change my number. I mean, since last time I was on, a couple of, should we say, over-enthusiastic fans got hold of my number.
Oh, it happens.
So, I know, I feel like you, Scott.
Yeah.
Except time twice a year instead of twice a week.
Exactly, but, you know. So you have to change your number, don't you?
I know, it's horrible.
Bad news, bad times. Okay, let's play Oh What's Occurring, Champion of Champions.
The best, the best, the best, the best. Oh, what's occurring?
Okay, here's your first one today. Now, oh God.
I love this one. I put this one in because Scott would never let me play it again.
Okay, you're both going to have to listen, all of you are going to have to listen to this because I can't bear to listen to this. This is my first ever show on Radio 1. And they, I just got a new phone number here and they told me to mention it a lot, but maybe not quite as many times as I did mention it on my first show. Have you heard this before, Sally Mae?
Yes, it's really funny.
Awful. Patrick, are you aware of this one?
I'm not, actually.
Oh, God, you won't want to speak to me after. You'll disown me, Patrick.
Well, you know, as we were mentioning, you're using new numbers, aren't you? So maybe it's good to turn it into a bit.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so this is my first show on Radio 1. It's a simple question. How many times did I say the new phone number on my first ever show, Sally Mae?
35.
35 times. Patrick, how many times did I say it?
I'm going to say 16.
16. OK, let's find out.
Oh!
Excuse me while I turn this down in my ears. I can't bear it, but...
I'll count.
Count how many times I mentioned it. Here we go. This is the new single from the Beastie Boys, and then I'll tell you about our brand new phone number here at Radio 1, which you can call us for everything from now on.
Ready?
And launch their brand new phone system on me. We're going to open our brand new phone line for that soon. If you call us up now, you will be one of the first people, possibly the first person in the UK to try out our brand new system, which you can call us for everything from now on. This is our brand new number, and we don't know whether it works yet, so let me give you the number. Call us and tell us who you are, where you are, what you're doing, which you can call us for everything from now on. And it's much more fun if you call Radio 1. You know, I think Desiree might use that in her next song. Radio 1's new direct number. I'm going to be taking calls through the next half hour for the chill-out tune. If you dial it right now, you might be the very first person through ever. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Right now on this number. And once more for the heart of thinking. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. And your selection could be on the air within the next 30 minutes. 08700 100 100. Is it flashing yet? No, not yet. Which you can call us for everything. This is the number, 08700 100 100. This is for everything you need to call Radio 1 about. Call us. All the phone people are here now looking kind of important and concerned that it might not be working. Our number to call is 08700 100 100. All right, this is your last chance to call us. Taking calls now on 08700 100 100. Our new number for everything here. Or you can just leave a message. This is the Radio 1's brand new number, 08700 100 100. And your call will be answered. You won't be on hold. Quite excited about our little new phone line here, which we started up this morning. Give us a call, 08700. 100 100. Give us a call. You could be one of the first people in the UK to call Radio 1's brand new number. And you can still call it because you get me on there. This is the number for everything now, by the way. You could call and let us know that this highly complicated new piece of technology actually works. Call us, call us, call us. And from now on, you won't need any other number. That one puts you through to us direct here in the studio. Call us and just choose the option you want. Go on, give it a go. Or you can just call 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. You can be one of the first people through. So test it out for us. This has actually been a really good chance for us to try out our new phone system here at Radio 1. Is it flashing yet? No, not yet. There's a slightly Australian accent there.
Did you actually get any calls? Bless you, you sounded so lonely.
It was 4 a.m. in the morning.
You mentioned it 44 times, and I'm sure I missed some.
Patrick, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know what I was saying about reverse psychology and, you know, playing hard to get earlier?
Yeah.
I was fair to say you did the exact opposite.
I really did, didn't I? Sally Mae, how awful. But you got the point there. Well done.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
The best! What's occurring?
Good, I'm glad that's over. I actually wasn't listening to that. I couldn't hear it. I'm sure it was hilarious, though. And next. Now, Patrick, you know when you go into a butcher?
Oh, yeah.
There's always someone there called Dick, isn't there? Always.
There is. Every time. time.
Right, it's the law. Every time you go in, it's all right, Dick. Yeah, two pork chops and some of them chicken thighs, please. So we did a little test. We called up five butchers all over the UK and asked for somebody called Dick, because that's the law. If you're a butcher, there's always one there. How many, out of five, how many had somebody called Dick in the butcher, Sally Mae? Actually, I'll ask Patrick first. Go on, Patrick.
I'll say one. I don't have much faith in you, David, to be honest.
All right, one out of five. Sally Mae?
Yeah, I was going to say two or one, so I'll say two.
Two, let's find out. Let's see if my theory was correct.
Good afternoon, Bamba's Butchers.
Hello, it's Dick there, please.
Who?
Dick.
Dick?
Yeah.
Nobody about that there, mate.
So you don't have a dick?
Good afternoon, Wilson's Butchers.
Hello, could I speak to Dick, please?
There's no Dick here.
Dickie?
It's Wilson's Butchers.
Yeah, I'm after Dick.
No, nobody by that name.
You know the Dickster?
No.
The Dick Man?
No.
The Dickmeister General?
No.
Dick Law?
No.
Dick a Bock of Glory?
No.
The Dick Dangdu?
Okay, bye.
Goodbye.
Afternoon, Sea Butchers.
Hello, Dick, please.
Who?
Can I speak to Dick?
No, Dick here, mate.
Do you know where I can find Dick?
Bye. Hello, Lizzie's Butchers.
Hello, I wonder if you can help me. I'm looking for Dick.
Dick? There's no one who works here that by that name.
Did you not used to have one there?
Eddie, did we used to have a Dick?
No.
Never had a Dick?
Nope.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Right.
Back in plan.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi, I'm after Dick.
This is Dick.
Oh, hi, Dick. How are you?
Oh, about half.
I've been looking for a dick all day, and now I've found one.
Yeah.
Patrick, you were spot on there, mate.
Well, yeah, I just know that one in every five people's a dick, mate.
Exactly.
Based on that logic, yeah.
In a butcher's. So,
scientific experiment.
You get a point. The best, the
best, the best, the best. Oh, what's the pity?
Okay, and now we move on to the last one on the best of O. And that is the Barry Island texter. How we miss them. Where have they gone, Dootman? This is somebody that used to text in with the words doot and mun a lot in their sentences. And then used to say random things about people like Glodwin.
And the Barry Island fun fair.
Yeah. So we thought, what would happen if the Barry Island texter called up Radio 1 reception? We got the posh Radio 4 lady to read out some of the texts from the Barry Island texter. It's a simple question. How long could the posh Radio 4 lady reading out these Barry Island texts, mun, keep Radio 1 reception on the phone for? Sally Mae?
2 minutes or so.
2 minutes. Patrick?
I'll go 1 minute 20.
Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's some texts, mun. Read out by the posh Radio 4 lady. Dude.
Hello, you're in reception.
Noddy had snow in Barry since 1926, man.
Sorry?
I'm making a leek and broccoli flan with Welsh cheese and onion, with a bit of Monster Munch.
OK.
Tar for the macaroons, dude.
Macaroons? What are macaroons, if you don't mind me asking? It's a bit...
You left Dada's teeth on ironing board, Blodman.
But what are macaroons? What's with macaroons in relation to?
Neris phoned. She's stuck in Bath with a plunger. Toe stuck, doot. We had a nice time in Bognor Regis, doot. Don Lad caught his dinkle in the deck chair, mum.
How did I have one of it?
Doot.
Hello?
Morgan.
Morgan?
Morgan, mum.
Morgan, who? Do you know his surname?
Uncle Morgan the organ. On a space hopper, playing the flute, mum.
No, sorry.
Mr. von Flukenhofen's got Blodwin sitting on his lap, doot. He's as red as a beetroot, mum.
No, well, there's not Morgan the organ here, Mr. von Flukenhofen, as you so said. I'm sorry.
Mr. Papa Sokolu, bad, mum. He passed. the used Ouija board. His head spanned round and he spat a sausage at us.
It was 1 minute 27, which means, Becky, that Patrick is the Oh What's Occurring champion of champions because he won today. Does that work?
Yeah.
Are you happy with that, Patrick?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, it was a worthy contender in Sally if there was ever going to be a challenger to the throne. I'm glad it was her.
Well, Sally Mae, you were there all week.
That is so lovely.
I know, he is lovely.
He is lovely. I hope we're firm friends.
Yeah. It's nice to speak to you again, my love.
It was lovely of you to have me.
Aww.
It was a bit of excitement being 20. You don't expect to do these things twice, do you?
No. And I really hope you do get your finger to the end of that balloon one day inside.
One day.
You will, though.
It will be there. I will, one day.
Love you. Give me a high five.
Thank you. I love you.
High five.
Bye. I can't. How? Oh, my God.
Press five.
One minute.
Yes. All right. See you soon.
Bye.
Patrick!
Scott, what are you saying?
On Big Brother now, there'd be like fireworks going off and stuff. Champion of champions!
I'll just imagine I'm being showered with confetti and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, imagine you've won like 100 grand and stuff.
You haven't.
No, you haven't.
Obviously, it's a taxpayers' corporation. They don't want to be giving out prize money willy-nilly.
Exactly.
Know?
Listen, mate, it's good to speak to you again. Have an amazing time at Leeds and give me a high five.
Yeah, hold on. I've got one of these weird touchscreen keypads you're on about.
Yeah, he got there eventually.
There we go.
Well done for being champion.
Thank you very much. See you later.
Champion. Bye.
BBC. Radio. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for Dear Scott. Posh Radio 4 lady, stuff you've been saying. Simples.
Dear Becky, just a quick note to say thanks so much for all your help with my Scott Mills Museum.
What have you given to the Scott Mills Museum?
Is there one? I don't know anything about this, so if you've had any donations, they've not come from me because I don't know about this. Do you know about this?
We have discussed a Scott Mills Museum before. Somebody texted in about it. I imagine this is the same person. Let's listen on.
The package arrived today, and you are right. People won't believe I have something so, well, so personal of Scott's.
Eh?
What have you been sending?
What have you said?
It says to you.
Yeah, but I haven't said anything. That's the first thing I've heard about this museum.
Right, what's going on?
I don't know, but I haven't said anything. Have you said something pretending it's from me?
When I first saw it on eBay, I just didn't believe a fan would be able to get hold of it. Then, when it didn't sell, I kind of regretted not bidding, so I am just thrilled it was you selling it after all. Oh, I almost forgot. Thanks for the heads up regarding the second-hand Ellen DeGeneres waxwork. You're so right. Once I get a Scott wig, it will be a perfect opening exhibit.
I do not look like Ellen DeGeneres.
You do.
Do you mind chasing Scott for his old teeth? He did say I could have them, and I'd like to try to fix them to the waxwork. Or do you think that might be a bit creepy?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, my address is below, and of course you can kip on my sofa when you cut the ribbon on the opening day. Loads and loads of big love. High five, Andy Mack, off of Derby. P.S. Big up, unofficial Mills.
Big up, unofficial Mills. And high five, you big freak.
I haven't sold anything of yours on eBay, so God knows what he's bought and who he's bought it off, because it's not me.
Also, you're never going to get hold of my teeth, because they are locked away in...
You've kept them?
No, I haven't got
them. Under your pillow, hoping to get money?
No, they're with a dentist in Dubai. Have been for about 4 years. You'll never find them.
I love the fact that there was an Ellen DeGeneres waxwork.
I do not look like her.
You do.
Right, on the plane back from Edinburgh...
Look it up, he does.
On the plane back from Edinburgh, you were...
Got spotted as Ellen DeGeneres?
No.
No, there was a brilliant...
You were reading all the gossip magazines and you kept looking across the aisle to me where the other passengers sat there and holding up a picture of Ellen from, like, Now magazine.
Next
and
to
going,
your face.
Going, you,
same,
you,
same, same,
same, you.
I'm going to make it my mission this week to get that in the... mistaken identity section of those gossip magazines. I want Ellen and you next to each other. If anyone works for those magazines,
Put
a picture of Scott, a picture of Ellen, it's going to look the same.
Next.
I have both camels and alpaca. Would Scott like to come visit my farm and meet them? Maybe ride a camel? Nathan.
No thanks, Nathan. I've ridden a camel before. It didn't end well.
What was that about?
Hmm?
Had you been talking about that before? Is
I
that
don't
just
know.
Completely random?
I can't
random?
Remember things that happened, like, An hour ago, Becky, I don't know. We probably talked about camels. Oh, I know what it was. It was how I went to the loo once in the Middle East and there were three camels blocking the way of the gents and they scared me. So no, I've ridden a camel before, been there, done that. But cheers, Nathan, anyway. Alpacas, though, are incredible. I might come and visit them.
Hi, Scott and Becky.
Hi.
Smiley. Here's an idea for Oh, What's Occurring? You can answer it now if you like, so Scott gets a go at playing the game.
Oh, OK.
Who tweeted this?
Oh, God. Right.
Just had my ears checked out down Harley Street, London. My left earwax was like a Cocoa Pop.
OK, right, let's work it out. So they...
OK, who looks like they've got earwax?
And they're obviously well rich because Harley Street's where all the posh people go to get their doctorness done.
Yes.
So it's a really posh person, really rich person.
Who looks a bit like...
With earwax.
Like loads of earwax.
I reckon it's a singer.
Yes, I
because,
do.
Or a DJ because they wear headphones a lot and that gives excess wax.
Yeah.
Not that me or you suffer from that.
I'm saying...
Who? It's also got to be somebody that would be honest enough to tweet.
Yeah. I don't know.
I reckon Greg from Scouting for Girls...
See what you've done there, Becky.
He does look a bit waxy.
Yeah, he does look waxy. That's no offence, Greg. No,
I
we love you very much.
There's nothing wrong with earwax.
But he does look like he probably has got a lot of wax in there. I don't know why that is, Greg. I give up. I don't know who.
What's disgusting? The answer is Ollie Murs. Ha ha, that made me chuckle. Hope you liked my little find. Smiley. Love, Alice, 13, off of Manchester. Smiley, XXX.
Wow, who knew that Ollie Murs had such waxy ears?
The size of a little pop. Oh, that's massive.
Mm.
Ew.
When was the last time he was singing, though?
Better out than in, as my dad would say.
All right, Treacle.
Hello.
I have just looked at the photos from last night. Amazing. Just to let you know, I was sat outside my house at 6:15 this morning having some fresh air, winking smiley. Obviously, at that time in the morning, it was extremely quiet. But then a pigeon flew overhead, flapping his wings. It sounded just like Brucey doing his exercises. Oh, how I laughed. High five. Love you. Sarah, off of Chesterfield.
It's a bit weird, Sarah, that you're outside at 6:15 getting some... fresh air and you hear a seagull and think, oh, that sounds like Bruce Forsyth doing his exercises.
I like the way she's got pictures of you from last night.
What are they? Are they the Edinburgh pictures?
I don't know. She doesn't say, does she? She just says, just looked at the pictures from last night.
All right, Treacle. I have just looked at the photos from last night.
What photos have you got? What are they?
I think she needs to come back on and say which pictures she's got. They might be worth a few quid then.
Anyway, here's the Brucey bit that sounds like a seagull.
But I always find this a good one to do because it's just stops you falling to sleep actually. 40 of those.
It does sound like a seagull.
40 of those. Anything else you want to say? You could be on next Thursday. Is 40 of those ever going to get old? I think not.
No.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.